Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're traveling through Paul's book of Romans. And as we mentioned a few days ago, Paul probably wrote Romans most definitely after he wrote Galatians, but it probably wasn't a huge gap. Some scholars think there was as much as 9 or 10 years. Others think it might have been written in the same calendar year as the book of Galatians. I only bring that up because the argument that Paul puts to the surface in Romans 4:13 that the promise to Abraham that he would be heir of the world was not to him or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. The reason I bring up Galatians is that Paul furthers that argument of seed in the book of Galatians. So if we're going to do justice to what it means to be Abraham's seed, we're going to have to leave Romans 4 and we're going to have to go to Galatians. And Galatians is often considered a companion letter in ideology to the book of Romans because they talk about a lot of the same things. We've spent the last few podcasts talking about circumcision. Paul spends a big portion of the book of Galatians talking about circumcision. Paul talks about justification by faith in Romans. He spends a big chunk of the third chapter of Galatians talking about justification by faith. Paul talks about being heirs through Abraham. Paul spends the latter portion of Galatians 3 talking about being an heir. And that's the part I want to get to today. Listen to Galatians 3, verses 26 to 29. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So the sons of God are those who have faith in Christ. And if you are Christ, so you've put your faith in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to promise. Abraham was given a promise. That's important to note, important to understand. All right, now, understanding then that the promise comes to you by faith, we need to also understand that the seed that God was talking about in Genesis 17, when he promises Abraham's seed, he and his seed, to be blessed, we need to find out who that seed is. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ. I think, honestly, Galatians 3:16 could be one of the most important verses in the New Testament. And I'm going to tell you why. I don't want to exaggerate at all, but I'll tell you why I say that. Because without this verse, we would not put the onus of all of God's promises strictly on the shoulders of Jesus. We have God promising Abraham, and we might be tempted to think that God wants the world to be blessed because of Israel. But when Paul says it's not seeds, it's seed, and the seed is Christ, then he was saying that all of you who are in Christ are God's children, and thus you are Abraham's children, and thus what was promised to Abraham is by default promised to you, because you are a joint heir with Christ, and therefore you receive what has been promised to Christ. Listen to verse 18 of Galatians 3. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. That sounds a lot like Romans 4:13. Listen to Romans 4:13. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. So, and Romans 4:13 is where we are. We were just using Galatians as a side to help us. But in that 13th verse, what we have seen is that neither Abraham nor his seed could receive the promise through performance, but only through faith. So Jesus does not become the heir of God because Jesus is good or he acts good or he lives perfectly. Jesus is the heir because of a promise, and he is the heir because of faith. So Jesus does not go to the cross as the perfect sacrifice because he performed well. Jesus goes to the cross as the perfect sacrifice because he believed God. Neither Abraham nor his seed are blessed because of what they do. I know we love to say Jesus was perfect and blessed because of what he did. I do believe Jesus was perfect, but he was not blessed because he was perfect. He was blessed because he believed. There's no difference. Neither Abraham nor his seed could receive the promise through the law, but through the righteousness that comes by faith. So even Christ was declared righteous by believing God. I'll let that soak in. Hope you have a great day. Grace to you. We'll see you tomorrow.